This is a dictation for Fatima Abrar, A-B-R-A-R. Data services 6/26/2025. Date of birth 3/21/2009. Date of accident 6/21/2025. Date of service 6/26/2025. New patient visit. Chief complaint, patient is reporting pain in the right shoulder whenever she uses, and there is a pain in the wrist, right wrist. And this pain started immediately after the accident. The pain in the shoulder started the following day. History of the automobile accident. The patient reports that she was involved in an automobile accident on 6/21/2025 between 1:30 to 2 p.m. She was traveling as a front seat passenger, restrained, and in a Honda Odyssey sedan. They were collided with another sedan over 50 miles an hour. The accident happened on Ford Road and a Ridge Road, R-I-D-G-E, in Canton. The patient was traveling, passing through Ford Road, and were hit by other car going on a Ford Road in a T-bone, right front. And the injury was, the patient hit into the airbag with her right shoulder and also the right and the side airbags. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. The airbags deployed. Mr. Presenting Illness, patient do not have any headaches or TBI symptoms, denies any dizziness, vertigo, headaches, loss of consciousness, seizures, none of them. No memory problem, balance problem, no vision problems, taste problem, smell problem, no ringing in the ears. Further, patient denies subtle anesthesia, sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic, or trouble walking. You can easily walk 2 or 3 blocks, sitting is okay, standing is okay. The pain syndrome, patient has been reporting that she has a pain in the area of the left shoulder and the left wrist. The left shoulder is 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 and can elevate her shoulder up to 110 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. There is a small scratch from the airbag which is healing up nicely, and there is a bruise on the left hand. Left shoulder and left hand. Oh, I'm sorry. Is the right shoulder? The patient has notified wrongly. Apologies. So the chief complaint is pain in the right shoulder. Is 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. And patient is having difficulty in moving the shoulder beyond 110 degrees of abduction, and there is a pain in the right wrist as well, no other issues, no spine pain, no neck pain, middle back pain, or lower back pain is reported. The pain is between 3 to 7. and ADLs are affected 7. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by lifting the arm. And is improved by lying down. The patient reports no other issues except there is a muscle weakness of the right arm, upper arm, and no X-ray, CT scan, MRI have been done. No numbness, tingling is reported. Patient has had no kind of treatment. Please review the records for the system review. Patient has asthma, no other medical problem. Surgical history, allergies, family history, work history and employment and legal history as well as the personal history and the ADL and the diagnosis. Kindly review the records. The physical examination. The vital signs were not taken. Patient is a 16-year-old Pakistani woman, female, child. Goes to school. Height is 5'3". Weight is 150. Temperature 97.1. Respiratory rate is 20. The patient is otherwise alert oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, polyneuropathy. Hydration is good and well nourished. No acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain phases are noticed. No overt anxiety or lethargy is noticed. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well and well ambulatory. Rest of the physical examination comes from the template, including general exam, neurological exam, and a musculature examination, and musculoskeletal examination are all normal. Issue is that the extremities, only the right shoulder is found to be abnormal. The right shoulder is tender anteriorly, but no contusion, laceration, no dislocations are noticed. AC joint anteriorly is quite tender, and range of motions are less than 90. The Hakan candidate test was found positive. MTBA can test is positive. Near test, P test is positive. The anterior and posterior apprehension is positive. Drop arm test was negative. Distal, there is no numbness or tingling or radiculopathy. And the Fallon test and the general test are negative. No carpal tunnel. Please review the records for ADLs or diagnosis stage. Plan of care, none. Please don't put the plan of care, only treatment plan. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to the right shoulder 2 times a week. Disability, patient has no disability, can go to school regularly. Medication, only Lidoprim ointment was provided for the shoulder area to be applied twice a day. No other medicine except Tylenol has been advised to the patient. No narcotic analgesics are provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry and fitness club are all yes. There is no past MRI, medical records are available. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care and case worker, none. Investigations, none for now. DMEs, none are required. Education is yes. Follow visit in 1 month time, direct contact, yes. Thank you.